So it's now the arising of space consciousness, or the realization of space consciousness is here now. For example, it happens when you acknowledge not only the words that you hear. Acknowledge simply means pay attention. Notice. Easy. It is not a big thing. Just notice. Just as noticing here, there are two dimensions, just the same as when you look up into the sky at night, you will find there are two dimensions. There are the words here, and there's a silent space or stillness in which the words happen. There are gaps in the words, occasionally, little gaps. And even as the words are spoken, there's an underlying, still, silent space. The simple act of noticing that, that's all that's needed for space consciousness to be present in you. And you cannot grasp it and say, now I have it, because it becomes an object again. It's an underlying field. So simply the simple awareness of the spaces is space consciousness. And you notice it's still, and it doesn't involve thinking. It is a short interval of not thinking. When you notice a silent space, just noticing it. It is not through thought that you noticed it. It is possible that after a second later, thought comes in and says, oh, there was a silent space. But then you are not noticing it anymore. It becomes a memory, it becomes a thought, and it's transformed by thought into an object. So this is a very simple, this is something to practice, and even practice isn't the right word. It's too simple to say practice. It's a way of being aware of two dimensions, manifested, unmanifested. And if you can move through life being aware of the two, not losing touch with space consciousness, then life, even the life of things, even the manifested life, becomes quite pleasant. Not that you can totally escape from the polarities that are inherent, the polar opposites of the universe, the manifested universe, which means a thing that makes you happy today can easily turn around and make you unhappy tomorrow. And that which makes you unhappy today can turn around and you can suddenly see, oh, it's led to something great. The other polarity came. And any situation you go into in this world, which is the world of things, will have one side to it, an upside and a downside. Anybody who has made it in the eyes of the world knows that making it has a downside. considerable downside, and or you make it and then you lose it. But that is no longer the source of suffering, as it is when you only know the world of things. You have an expectation from everything, every situation, every person in your life. You have certain expectations, which deep down, if you look at it, is saying, complete me. Give me what I need. Make me happy. And then it doesn't. Nothing, no thing in this world can do that. Thing in a wider sense, no situation, no person, no condition can make you feel complete as long as your entire sense of identity is trapped in object consciousness. Me, my story. What can I add to it to make it more complete, to complete me? You can temporarily add things that feel great. I have achieved, I'm now the greatest, this or that. And then you see, it doesn't take long before you experience the downside of being the greatest, this or that. And even a deeply spiritual person like Einstein, he didn't walk around thinking, I'm the greatest. People had this projection. They said, you are the greatest genius that ever lived. And he said, this is very strange what people, the opinion that people have of me. I didn't really, and he felt his life wasn't, he had missed the most important thing. He couldn't quite up with the final answer. Whatever he called it, I can't remember, unified field theory, to explain the entire universe. Here it is. But Einstein was a rare phenomenon. He had breakthroughs into space consciousness, and that's where the realization that did come to him came from, as all creative thought comes to those who, even if only for short moments, can break through into space consciousness, into stillness, into that empty space, the inner space, which empty is a misleading word. It's intelligence itself. So we are here for that to arise within, because the world can't go on in its deluded state, its lopsided, unbalanced state for much longer. It would simply self-destruct, and then that's fine. Space was never space is fine. You can't do anything to it, no matter how mad the world is. And mad means only knowing one dimension, not knowing the other dimension. That's all. And so it begins as we sit here, being aware of spacious stillness and the words. Then you're not looking for the next word, because you're rooted in something that's deeper than object consciousness. And the words don't come from accumulated knowledge. They actually come out of space consciousness.